the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, and welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild. This is recorded Monday, September 29th, 2025. And this episode is going to be dedicated to our friend Scott McCroy, who sadly passed on September 25th. And we want to send love out to his partner, Mark. And please keep them in your thoughts. All right. It is 75 degrees and rainy here in Chubbland, where
it's not raining.
Well, cloudy, but they said 4 days of rain this week.
Yeah, that was supposed to be yesterday, today for the first two. So,
well, that's sad.
Yeah, well, this is all that gunk coming up from Mexico.
Ah,
yeah, it's kind of the leftover of a hurricane that slipped by.
Ice is probably stopping with the rain at the border then.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is 32 days till Halloween and 87 days until Christmas. Happy autumn.
Well, now that we actually have one.
Right. Yeah.
At least for a few
days.
Actually,
we haven't for a couple years, really. This is the first time I've seen this early for a while.
Well, remember 2 years ago, we had that 10 days of over 110 degree weather.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nightmarish. It was like that Twilight Zone where the sun is getting too hot and the world's cooking, and then they wake up at the end and realize no, that was a dream, because the sun burned out and now we're freezing to death.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love Twilight Zones.
Yeah.
Hate living them, though.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, it is time for a little self-empowerment, however. Let's take a deep breath. Focus. I attract empowered friends who are always trying to improve themselves. Do I?
No.
Do I? Well, anyway. Love them anyway. All right. Hey, it is Patreon time, and Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like my Life in Fragments podcasts, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from the Univaz, Scott, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can become a supporter of the work we do for as little as $1 a month. And gearing up for some holiday fun for our patrons, which starts in just a few days.
You wouldn't know it by the look of your bedroom.
Well, it's raining. See? It's got leaves and it's raining.
Yeah, you would clean those leaves out of your bedroom then.
Yeah, I'm actually not putting up my decorations until the first. I don't want to burn out like I did last year.
Okay, you know, that's Wednesday.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but now I have anticipation. Well, let's find out what happened.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Sorry.
In history on September 29th, Let's see. Starting with 1788, 1780, when British spy Jean-André Benedict Arnold's go-between was sentenced to hang. In 1913, Rudolf Diesel vanished at sea. In World War One, World War One, Allied forces breached Germany's Hindenburg line in 1918. In 1939, Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union carved up Poland. In 1941, Nazis began the Babi Yar massacre near Kyiv. Interesting. The day also brought American headlines. The 1982 Tylenol poisonings claimed their first victims. Again, how timely. Let's see. In 2005, reporter Judith Miller left jail amid the Valerie Plame probe. And in 2008, the Dow plunged 777 points after a failed bailout. Cultural and climbing milestones included Stacy Allison becoming the first American woman to summit Everest, which happened in 88, 1988, and Gus Van Sant's My Own Private Idaho premiered in 1991. Very interesting. Did you like that movie?
No.
I didn't either. Everybody kept telling me how great it was and how canon and oh my God. And I just didn't like it.
He made kind of terrible movies until Milk.
Oh, Gus Van Sant. Yeah,
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Just, I mean, they were. I mean, I know he was working on a shoestring budget and he was trying to be the new John Waters, but it just,
Didn't work.
the difference was John Waters wasn't trying to make mainstream films, and he was, or at least he was trying to make art house films. They
Art.
weren't
Oh, yeah.
arty and they weren't good.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I just remember watching My Own Private Idaho and going, God, these people are fucked up. Why would I want to? Ugh. Like, I don't like movies where you don't have any idea who to. There's no one to root for. There's no one to feel good about. Anyway, let's see here. Well, happy Hispanic Heritage Month. It continues, and we need to recognize it.
Now, didn't you
Also,
say this goes like to the 5th, September 15th to
to
October
October
15th?
15th.
Okay.
And then October 15th, I think, is like Hispanic HIV Awareness Day, I believe. All right, well, we do have some other holidays. Let's see if we celebrate them. Starting with it's Broadway Musicals Day. You gonna watch Death Becomes Her again?
Probably not, but I.
Can't guarantee it.
Also, that's my everyday.
God. I may watch Oh Mary because I haven't yet. I've been putting it to, that right time. I'll really enjoy it. And then let's see, it's also Confucius Day, Goose Day, International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste. Oh, that's sad. I don't like that. It's Michaelmas. Well, happy.
Wait. What do you not like about food loss and waste?
Okay, food loss and
There,
waste.
it's
Because,
an,
go ahead.
no. Well, I mean, the whole idea is that it's a day because they're promoting we shouldn't do that anymore. It's not going, yay, food loss, let's keep it up.
Right. No, that's why I said it's sad because we have so much of that could be going to people who truly need it, and we don't. And I'm talking about any administration, we don't. And it makes me annoyed and unhappy. about it. So that's why I said it was sad.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was listening to, I want to say it's the a guy, one of the guys from a politician from Massachusetts, and he said he was going out on a farm run where he goes and visits farms in rural areas, and not only were they complaining that they can't sell out of the country, but a lot of their money was coming from SNAP, because they were able to sell to the SNAP programs to bring fresh foods to inner cities and to poor residents. And once that got cut, that also was a lifeline for them that was cut. So it's all bad. It's
Yeah,
all bad.
it really is. And even boiling down to how they made it illegal for like McDonald's when they have like food that they're throwing out that's perfectly good, that they can't like give it to like homeless people and stuff.
Well, yeah, they made it
It's
so
illegal.
difficult to do, that unless, I mean, there are some cities that have programs that restaurants can deliver stuff to places like ours is, what's our place here, the over on C Street, Loaves and Fishes,
Oh
that
yeah,
they're able
love them.
to bring foods to those people, but it's got to all be regulated and difficult to do. So that's the other problem. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Loaves and Fishes, every holiday season I will donate to them because they are really good.
Well, and they serve up a really good Thanksgiving dinner. We should go this time.
Well, only if we dole it out now.
Oh.
Can't take food out of, but yeah, from what I've seen.
They have extras.
All right, it is, so it's Michael Sagemus. Happy that day. It is National Attend Your Grandchild's Birthday Day. What the fuck?
I don't mean what,
I guess they just needed a day. I don't know.
but that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, because why would your grandchild be born on this day?
Well, yeah, it's only good for this day. That's
Apparently, you don't have to go any other day.
so
Just
that
this
means
day.
that Christina's grandmother can come visit her, and oh well, my brother is born this day, and there's no grandparents, so or grandchildren, so it doesn't matter.
There's no one in my sphere born this day.
That's just weird. Weird holidays. Okay.
It's also National Biscotti Day. National Coffee Day. I guess
Well,
those
that's
two
good
go
because
together.
they go good together. Yeah, they do. Well, that's the I never understood, first of all, the joy of biscotti, because they're too fucking hard. And everyone goes, well, you're supposed to dip them in your coffee. And it's like, I'm not dipping bread in my coffee. I don't get that. And yeah, I don't know. It's just
Well, especially
dumb.
since I'm one of those people that every freaking time, whatever I dip in, like my drink or coffee or milk goes in it. I'm just that person.
You're just challenged that way. I get it. You've always had a drinking problem. Okay.
When you dunk the cookie in the milk and it comes up and it just melt, I don't know. Anyway, it's also National Corn Day, but only in Mexico. So isn't that, wouldn't that be National Maize Day?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's the American Indian that called it maize, not the Mexicans.
But weren't they anyway? Okay.
No.
National Mocha Day.
Mocha. Oh, it's a lot of coffee things happening today.
VFW Day. Veterans of Foreign Wars, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That was my father was part of that. Well, he should have been, but he wasn't really active. It's also World Heart Day, so the heart of the world is Dolly Parton, and we wish her well. We'll talk about that later. All right, so those are the holidays that we celebrated or didn't. This issue. Issue? this episode. All right. Birthdays. Well, of course, we need to give a shout out to Nephi for his birthday. So, and then we also have to. There we go.
Christina.
Send a big one out to Christina. Christina loves a big one. And so happy birthday to her and to author Summer King. Also, we have coming up, happy birthday to Rachel, author Amy Lane. We have Marvin Bear, our local Mr. Leather Bear. We have Christina, Charlene, Tom, former podcaster, although I'm not sure what his podcast was. We also have Tinos, Eric, Teresa, Lily, Cubby, Rob, Patty, Taylor, Justin, Wayne, who we used to work with at the radio station, who, oh my God, he's 35 years old and has a kid. How bizarre is that? Also, happy birthday to Bo. Oh, Mr. Gavin. Mr. Gavin, we got to meet him in Vegas. Yes, Queen. He was wonderful. Loved his onesie.
You know when that was? 12 years ago.
2011?
12 years ago.
Wow. 2014. That's just
13.
Was it 2013? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I just gotten married.
Oh, so sweet. Wow. It's time goes. All right. Also to Vitaly, Andy, and Karen. Happy returns. Happy return day. All right. Well, here is a little bit from Mr. Moose in our feedback who says, I listened to Tom's rant on music. Aww. He had some valid points, but there are some good bands out there too. I challenge him and you too, so both of us, to listen to ex-ambassadors Happy People and not cry. Okay, we will take that challenge. It isn't possible. Also, follow up with the song Sunoco, and then play Your Town. Total Magic, Start a Band is a great story song. I love almost everything that band does. What to hear, want to hear what you two think. Sign Mr. Moose, and I'll send you that email, and we will listen to those.
You already did send me the email.
Oh, good. I thought I did, but, you know.
Well, you know, when you're drunk emailing at night, so.
Yeah, if only I was that person at night sometimes. All right.
Okay, let me. This is weird.
Yes.
Okay, we don't know if this was alcohol related or not, but we just got our firewood this week, right?
Oh.
Well, Saturday.
Let's say not.
And then Saturday night, at some point, the fire starters got put on our Amazon account, and neither of us remember doing it.
Really?
And so. Sean's like, well, if they're listening to us, at least they're putting stuff on that we want. And I'm like, you're just, okay, just tell me you're not gaslighting me. He goes, I didn't do it. And I'm like, oh, no. But it was very strange. Are they listening? What's happening? I don't care.
I just go under the assumption that everything's listening anymore.
Yeah.
Even my journaling program, sometimes I'm like, I think you're skimming my information. So anyway, let's see here. Speaking of skimming information, let's see. Where are we? Okay,
Cub hugs.
Yes. So we have a very sad chub hug to send out, of course, to Mr. Mark, who was Scott's partner, and he wrote us a little note and said, Hi Chubbs, my partner of 45 years, Scott, has passed away. My heart is broken. He loved you guys and your program and Big Fatty too. I wanted to let you know, Mark. And that's just heartbreaking because he fought so long, so hard through many different health issues the last few years. So we just want to send you guys a lot of love. Do we have another chub hug that we want to send out?
Well, yeah, I do want to send out chub hugs to the city of Chicago and the city of Portland, who are now being used as, well, they're being manipulated to cause violence.
Yeah.
So that Trump can say, oh, we're at war with these cities because the people are terrible. We need to bring in. It's ever since the Ukraine guy, I've gone blank on his name.
Zelensky?
Yes. Ever since he said, well, there will be elections again once the war is over, but you can't have an election during a war.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump went, whoa, really? Like, you could see the light bulb going on over his head. So, and the certain groups have been over the years, they constantly bring in a lot of police coverage in black neighborhoods. This was, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, to frighten away voters, you know, when they came to the polls. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, we think, you know, and in those days it was like, oh, we think you've got marijuana on you, so we're going to, you know, try to arrest you.
Yeah.
Right? And just kind of bullshit like that. Now it's like if people are afraid to go out and vote, they won't go out and vote.
Right.
So bring in the military. Bring, you know, and I'm not talking just illegals because they don't vote. This is going against the liberal vote. And and so I'm really grateful that it hasn't happened to us. I figured with Newsom and we're the capital and him taunting mm-hmm. Trump that they'd be here.
Yeah.
Just to be under, you know, Newsom can see it every day from his office. So that surprises me. But anyway, I digress. So these people who are dealing with this kind of bullshit on a daily basis, have you seen the pictures from Chicago?
No.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've seen some of the video.
They're marching through the streets.
Okay.
Hundreds of people, ICE people, Border Patrol, with machine guns.
Yeah, I've seen
and that. I remember when I was in Switzerland back a few years ago, and we were taking the train from, I think we were going from Bern to Basel, and these soldiers get on, and they're carrying guns, machine mm-hmm. guns, you know, and I was like, oh, thank God we don't have to see that every day, you know.
Yeah.
And now, of course, now we do.
Yep.
But yeah, so the people that are having to deal with that, chub hugs out to you guys. And then the East Coast, I don't know how much of a storm you guys are going to get from these two weather fronts that are heading that direction. A lot of the models are saying it's drifting back out to sea. So that hopefully will happen because you already had enough problems with flooding in the past. So, yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. That's a lot,
yeah.
a lot. Also, I see a little note here about Lucky 13.
Yeah, we've moved up the list of queer podcasts. And of course, these are, you know, it's not Bo and Yang's podcast is not in here, you know, but I guess amateur podcasts were number 13 under queer comedy. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yay for us.
Yes. Hello, everybody listening from from that list. All right. Well, We're into some news, shall we? Starting with Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford announced that he tied the knot last year with after being with his now husband for the last three decades, I believe. Yes. And he said that he'd asked him to marry him several times, but over the course of their 35-year relationship, but suggested that his now husband's was extremely conservative, and that background may have given him cold feet. But now they're happily married, so yay!
Yay!
And then we have filmmaker Stephen Elliott has confirmed to Deadline that the late Terrence Stamp, who died at 87 last month, had pre-shot his scenes for the upcoming sequel, Two Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
So is this, I thought that was a, I did you double check this story? I always double check because they lie.
Right.
I'm still waiting for that Goonies thing that never existed.
Well, let's see what's happened. So,
okay, go ahead.
So Elliot said Stamp was reluctant to revisit the beloved original, but was won over by the sequel's concept, and because it's not what people expect. Stamp proactively agreed to shoot ahead of time when the project lagged for several years because he feared, due to his age, he may not make the start line. Now, with his scenes in the can, the actual performance will be stripped in to future performances, and because he did not want to sign off on an AI playing him. Now, he didn't, and also it goes on to how he didn't want a funeral, because there's been a lot of talk about that, etc., etc., and he wanted a final curtain. So anyway, as long as there's nobody messing around with that and creating fake news, which is so apt to be done these days, that's a very good thing. All right, also, Dolly Parton has announced that she had to cancel some of her Vegas shows in December because she has some health problems going on, and her doctors have advised that she get those taken care of. Dolly is 79, and so we want to make sure that so that national treasure makes it well over 100, because I just cannot imagine a world without Dolly in it. All right, and then another little interesting news story that I came across. The, let's see, a giant virtual library now exists in Minecraft. So inside the game Minecraft, filled with articles, journals, and press freedom reports from countries where media is censored. The design is elaborate, a grand neoclassic style structure with halls dedicated to different nations. So very interesting. All right. Well, we didn't have anything for our listener questions. However, we would like to throw out a new listener question to please tell us about your coming out story, because we have the next episode will come out just before National Coming Out Day. So we want to hear your coming out stories. So please take a moment and send that in to us.
Now, what do you
as
consider
short
a coming
or
out?
As long as you like. What's
what do you
that?
Consider a coming out story?
You know, whatever they feel comfortable, because I know several of us have talked about how it was, for some of us, it was a process, had to kind of come out in stages or from different to different people, or one later was more significant than, you know, coming out to a friend. So anyway, whatever works for you is just fine. And then, of course, in October, we will begin talking about our Halloween costume selfies. And, you know, there's still time to get some of those in. Send it over to us at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Now it's time for celebrity deaths.
There weren't. We had none.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Let's keep that up for a while, shall
I
we?
know. And I'm cruising through Facebook and X, and I didn't see anything. It doesn't sound right, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well then we will happily skip right on into Tom's week.
Well, let's see. We finished up Big Brother last night. Well, everyone should have watched it live. So, basically, what ended up happening, it ended up being Morgan, Vince, and Ashley all made it to the top three. Then
Wow.
the first game, Morgan won. The second game, Ashley won. And then the third game, which was Morgan against Ashley, Ashley won again, but she ended up taking Vince to the top two because Morgan was just insane. She was, I mean, she's winning everything. She wasn't head of household as many times as Vince was, but she was a couple times, and she would have won. So Ashley ends up taking Vince. A lot of people didn't realize was that Ashley is a lawyer. So she basically went step by step on why she was the right one to win the season. And the count was 6-1 for Ashley. Now, Ashley, to me, was a fucking floater the whole season, but she talked these people into voting for her. I mean, and Vince was such a crybaby douchebag. It's just Ava said, no, it was Kelly said, oh, you know what you get from Vince? Crying and lying. That's what you get from Vince. Yeah, it was strange because I would have expected it to be Morgan or Vince and not Ashley. But I was kind of happy. I wished she would have taken Morgan because Vince and Morgan have been all over each other all season long. As brother and sister kind of all over, hugging and snuggling and sleeping in the same bed. So Vince's girlfriend has already announced that she's gone. And so somebody online yesterday said, oh, I'm so hoping that it's Ashley and Morgan at the end. So Vince leaves with no money and no girlfriend. It's like, wow, you online people are vicious. And then Keanu ended up winning fan favorite. I would have thought it was going to be Rachel, but there were people online aggressively pushing Keanu as fan favorite. Let's see, Project Runway, we had our finale over there. The last three were Ethan, DJ, and Jesus, and they went with DJ. I don't know why. I thought her stuff is shit. It's one of this is how I am. Even if I like the person who wins, as soon as they announce the winner, I immediately turn off the thing. I don't know why. I'm done. Like the baking
Get that.
shows. Oh yay, I'm so happy they won. Click.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
So
like you've been through the process. You're done.
yeah, let's see. British baking show this week was Back to School Week. And so the first thing that they were making flapjacks.
Okay, that doesn't scream back to school for me. What
Well, flapjacks aren't what you think they are. They're not pancakes.
Oh.
You know the little Debbie cake that's it's like a rectangle and has the icing on it, layers. That's like a flapjack in England,
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, and so.
Honestly, I've never heard of that before, but
I
okay.
hadn't. I haven't either. And I usually am pretty good on this
We
kind of
are
stuff.
immersed in British culture, but I've never heard that.
Yeah. And then they had to do school cake, which w was it's just a sponge with a layer of frosting and sprinkles, and they had to make their own sprinkles.
That's cute. I remember on baking championship, several people freaked out. One person went home because he wouldn't make his own sprinkles. Remember that? The French guy? He's just like, I'm done.
No, I don't remember that. Let's see. Of course, this week we had on South Park, a new South Park this week, where they went after. So they're still going after Trump, and now Trump needs to get rid of the baby that Satan's had,
Oh,
the butt baby.
yeah.
So, and JD Vance goes, you know, if that baby comes in, then you're not gonna you're gonna have to spend all your time with that baby and that this and that, and you're so he's like, okay, we got to get rid of the baby. So he's trying to kill, well, not kill Satan, but try to makes him lose the baby. And
Yeah.
Carr, Brandon Carr from the SEC, was coming over because their censor says, you know, this, we've got a problem here. And so he's going straight to Trump to talk to him about it. And he keeps falling into all the traps that he's trying to do for Satan. So, and at the end, he ends up in a bit. Have you seen it?
I've seen clips of it, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've seen, I know you've seen this at the end. He's Brandon Carr so fucked up that he's in the hospital. And they've got him in a hospital bed with one arm up and a Heil Hitler,
Yeah,
which a
stuff
lot
like
of people
that.
didn't catch.
Yeah.
Heil Hitler stance, and then the doctors say to JD Vance, well, if the because he had they put cat shit on him, and so he's got this toxicity. If it goes to his brain, he's going to lose his freedom of speech, you know. So he's the SEC. And then JD Vance goes over and goes, you know, you're getting in the way. So I'm going to tell you this. You can either do this the easy way or you can do it the hard way, which is
Yeah.
quoting him directly from Fox News. So it was a very, I, and, you know, I don't know how, I honestly don't know how they do them this fast.
I know. It's
So
crazy.
it was a fun episode. And remember, they're only coming every other week because, well, I'm not sure why, but online they're going, w I don't know, we didn't have one for a couple weeks now. I'm wondering if they're not running into any problems. They want to stretch the Paramount wants to stretch this joyous love fest that they're doing as long as they can. They only have 10 episodes, so well, this season. Alien Earth finale. Have you watched it yet?
No,
Well, I'm not going to give
I
anything
think
away.
back.
It is so messed up, and it completely flipped the story. Yeah. So,
That'll be
and
interesting.
I, yeah, yeah. You when you watch it, you're going to be going, "Oh my God, what are these people going to do?" So, and that was, of course, cliffhanger. This week on Celebrity Weakest Link, it was TV Moms, and it was weird because I'm watching, and because I'm thinking, oh, wait, what TV Moms? You know, I guess the Cosby's mom, she's still alive.
Yeah.
Florence Henderson's dead. Shirley Jones is too old. And then I'm going, well, I guess they must be younger moms, and they came in there. I knew four of the eight people. It was like, I don't know who, and some of them I didn't even know the shows they were on. And I'm usually pretty good at this.
Yeah.
So that was weird. But then, you know, if you think about it, you know, everyone goes, oh, well, there's the four networks. And it's like the four networks make up probably 10% of the product that's out there, you know, because you've got FX and you've got BET and you've got all these other, you know, cable networks and streaming services that are bringing out product. Okay, yeah, there's a lot. Halloween baking. I just want to, I don't like talking about this show, but on the very first episode, the only cute guy left. He volunteered to leave.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
Well,
well.
I like the tall Hispanic gay guy too. But I mean, they're all okay, but yeah, he
It was
okay.
just.
I'll let you talk about that, and then I'll talk about what bothers me about the show.
Okay. So you're gonna talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay. High potential. They finished the last year arc, and now we're on to something else. So I'm interested to see what direction we're gonna go from here on Gen V. This is the sequel to The Boys over on Prime. This last episode, they had one of the characters runs through a boys' locker room, or I guess, are they in college? Yeah, they're in
Yeah,
college.
kind of,
Okay,
yeah.
a college. Let's say it's a college dressing room, and there's so many huge cocks, you're not going to believe it. And then at the very end, they're fighting, and they go through this one room, and there's this guy on all four naked, and then some guy crawls out of his ass.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
just don't know that, and it just it smells the stench of Seth Rogen. You know that Seth Rogen is sitting there going, no, the guy's got to, some a guy has to crawl out of his ass. That we've got to have that. It's got to have that. Anyway, very it's you scream and then you laugh. Next generation, next gen chefs, which is over on Netflix. We just finished it up. Of course, it was a total. They dumped all the episodes, so it's not like we're waiting. But it was actually a really good show. It took place at the Culinary Institute of America, and they bring in all these. They brought in 20 chefs, and then they worked it down to, I think it was 12, and then they, went down a couple this week, couple that. It was really well done. It was interesting, and it may just be, if it comes back again, I'm sure somebody's going to be the bitch, so they get more airtime. But like all the dating shows, but it was good. I enjoyed it. Let's see, new on YouTube. If you remember the show The Chew that used to be on ABC. Well, it's now on. They're called. It's called Chewed Up, and of course, Chewed Up and Spit Out. So they've been Carla Clinton and Michael Simon. They've since the show. They've had a text on their phone where the three of them have been texting for 7 years, and they thought, well, what, let's just make our own show. And they make one thing, it's appetizers, entrees, and desserts, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but mostly what they do is they talk about what's going on in their lives, kind of like we do, in a sense. I think it was either the second or the third episode. They got on to how one time on the Chew, they made eggnog, and everybody's fine. They leave because they would film in the morning, and then they leave and they go do something else. Well, like Clinton's on the way to the airport, and he's texting. Hey, is everybody else feeling okay? I feel a little like something's wrong. And Michael Simon's like, I'm feeling okay. Carla's like, no. And then, oh, yeah, no, I'm feeling a little something. And the three of them described how they either shit themselves or almost shit themselves.
Oh,
And
gosh.
one's in a car, one's at the airport. And it was quite funny, but I couldn't believe that and of course they can say shit themselves because they're
On
on
YouTube,
YouTube.
yeah.
If you like the Chew at all, it's 30 minutes and it's a lot of fun. Only Murders in the Building. It's weird. We're on like episode 4 or 5, and I'm just not into it.
Of which season?
The new one.
Okay, so that's like four.
It's 4 or 5, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just it, yeah, it's I don't know, because I've always been, you know, very into it, and this time it's like, okay, we watch it, and I mean, it's been on for weeks, and I have never written anything down. Golden Bachelor premiered this last week, and I'm not even bothered. Let's see. Oh, Peacemaker this week had this really cute, well, it wasn't cute. His best friend is Eagly, and that's an eagle that he can talk to. And so the bad guys were out to get Eagly and to get and Peacemaker. So they got this guy to come kill the eagle, and he tries to kill the eagle, and he's been doing it for a few weeks, but in this last episode he tries to kill the eagle, and Eagly calls all of his friends and they peck him to death. Like it's absolutely a salute to the birds. It was so, and it's funny, I mean it's gruesome, but it was really funny. I know I had just such a strange. Let's see, Project Fear over on YouTube. They did a long episode of Area 54. And this, they're usually ghost hunters. Let's see, English Teacher dropped all 10 episodes on on Hulu. The first episode's COVID in America, and the second episode is a recycling episode. Both the show's really funny. I'm glad he's in a relationship, strange relationship, but a relationship, and that way he's not trying to date all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Because I want the concentration to be on the school, like it is in Abbott Elementary, and not on him specifically. Right. And then finally, I found this new show on YouTube. It's called iHip News.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, you told me about it. And it is Jennifer and Pumps, and they talk about political stuff better than anybody else that I've seen online right now. They're just terrific. The show is I've Had It. Ultimately, it's I've Had It. Mm-hmm. And it's these two Oklahoma women, both liberals, and they make fun of everybody. They call Trump is Cankles Mick Taco Tits. And Little Smokey is Vance, because he's got the smoky eye going on. And they just, like, Matt and I were talking before the show, how they were talking about the Charlie Kirk's shooter's text that was sent out. And she just goes, okay, first of all, I'm calling out bullshit on this. And then, you know, she just goes down the line. This is Jen. And then Pumps comes in every once in a while, just, you know, she finishes kicking them to the Jen. Kicks, throws him to the ground, kicks him a few times, and then Pumps comes in and finishes his job. And it's terrific. Anybody who likes Midas Touch or any of the cute young guys that are doing the shows, this is so freaking entertaining. I've gone back and watched weeks of their stuff just to see it. And it's also refreshing to have women,
mm-hmm.
especially from a red state,
the middle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah. And I left last week. She's going on. She goes, okay, Benny Johnson. Let's talk about Benny Johnson. Okay, Benny. Look, I know you. I know you. You're trying to put up this good heterosexual front, and you know. Oh yeah, I'm here with the wife on the weekdays, and on the weekends I'm getting butt fucked in a park. I'm okay with that. Go ahead, if that's what you want, you can do that. Hmm. But you know, you can't do this and do that as well. Right. And it's just, I love it. I love it. So it's iHip, which is I've Had It News with Jennifer and Pumps. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely love them.
And I already told you I got wood, so.
Yes.
Oh, and my fire starters came too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Those are the foot long.
Actually, they're about the size of a. Remember the old Rocky Road candy bars, the marshmallow ones? They're about that size, and they're wrapped up, and you throw them in there, and you light them.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're off and running. We've been doing a few things around here too, starting to pick some stuff up and move it around so that we can just get ready to put out all the Halloween decorations and then move right into the Christmas decorations. And so, yeah, but I want all of our regular stuff picked up and put away nice and neat and everything so that it doesn't get all messed up. Ugh, that's just how I roll. All right. Well, other than that, so let's talk about the Halloween Baking Championship. I have been watching this and I'm actually rewatching some of the old episodes right now. So it's been on like 11, 12 seasons now. I think this is season 11. I have never run across such a weird ass group of contestants. I mean, we've seen a couple little odd ducks here and there. But as a general rule, they all comported themselves and everything, but they didn't have panic attacks. They weren't wearing designer fur clothing.
Yeah, what was that? And
I mean, okay, I'm an influencer on Instagram. Okay, that's cool, but you're in a kitchen. Maybe you shouldn't wear something that flammable.
and fluffy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, what are you
Gonna
doing?
get stuff all over it.
It's just, but it's weird. It's the casting people.
I and
And
maybe
it's got to be
it's the
because look at what's there. It's happening with the dating shows. It's happening with the cooking shows. Actually, even some of the just competition shows like Survivor and Big Brother. You're starting to see them bring in these weirdos,
Well,
you
yeah,
know.
and like people that have like the nurse who has a panic attack on the first thing and talks to herself like she's just a little crazy nutball, and yet you kind of like her. And then on the second episode, you found out that she had surgery to remove a brain tumor, and now it's there again, and she's got young kids, and you're just like, oh my, and she's like a surgery nurse. You know, what? And then you've got all these younger people who are just having panic attacks and flipping out and like don't seem to know how to, I don't know, go by the rules. And they're, it's just, it's so weird.
But
And is it a generational thing?
why are they on these shows?
Yeah, I don't get
You
it.
know, if you're somebody that doesn't do well, you know, if you're time pressed, or you know, you've got to talk to a television set, because there's some people that just they close up and they don't say anything,
Right.
you
And that
know.
one guy, he left because he's just like, no, I am a behind the scenes person. I didn't even want to come. And now I'm just like, I don't want to be on the show because I don't like the cameras and stuff. And it's like, okay, but you kind of should have known what you were getting into. There's been 10 seasons of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I don't know, but I do love that most of the guys are gay, except for Frenchie. The French guys, you're always like, oh yeah, he's gay, and then they're never gay, they're just French. I
Yeah.
don't get it.
It's
But
the same
anyway,
thing.
I will. I think that some of the bakes they're coming up with are really great. I am really enjoying the judges, but and it's not that I dislike the contestants, it's just weird. So anyway, moving on. So this was, of course, the 25th, when we lost Scott, actually was also the third anniversary of my father's passing. And I thank you to the few people like Nephi and everything who kind of touched base with me and just said, how are you doing? Of course, sadly, yesterday was also the anniversary of our Tyson, who passed a few years ago, and Nephi again reached out and just asked, "How you doing?" So thank you for that. I'm fine. Just weird, weird when you kind of just process that they're really gone. Anyway, and let's see. Other than that, okay, so some of the stuff that I watched, starting with the Fantastic Four, which you can now either rent or buy on streaming, with, of course, Mr. Pedro Pascal. I
Now,
liked
can you
it.
pick it up at your local video store?
No, not anymore. There's only one video store and it's trapped in time, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah, so Pedro Pascal, and the Fantastic Four, I liked it. I didn't, I wasn't like jumping over the moon crazy for it, but I thought it was a really good one and so much better than the other Fantastic Fours that there have been.
Isn't this the third one?
Fourth.
Oh, geez. Are you
Yeah.
counting the cartoon?
No, there was the one that didn't come out. Then there was the
Wait,
decent
wait, wait,
one,
wait. The
and
one that
then there
didn't come
was the one that,
out.
yeah, there was one that they made that they actually didn't really release, but you can see it on YouTube.
Okay.
And then there was the bigger one that was actually pretty good. And
That was the
then
one with oh God, what's his name? The hot
Chris
one,
Evans.
Chris Evans, yeah.
And I think there was was there a sequel to that one? There was a sequel to that
Yeah,
one.
that was
Silver
when they bring in
Surfer.
the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. And then there was the one that they tried to do the remake of that was, oh my God, it was so hard to get through. And then now this one. And I think this one is the best of them. So they finally got it right. Just stick with the sequels for this one and don't try it again. So continuing on my Jason Statham movie watch, I've got nine left after this one. And so this one was London from 2005. And basically, after learning that his ex-lover Jessica Biel is moving, Chris Evans, speaking of Chris Evans, crashes her going away party, but hides in the bathroom with a stash of cocaine and engages in a drug-fueled conversation with Jason Statham, who he hardly knows, and all the while to find the courage to confront Jessica before it's too late. And no one in this film is likable in the least. Jason Statham's character actually is the most interesting character. Chris Evans' character, now Chris Evans does good in the role. He's got range for being a manic depressive kind of young asshole. Drug user. I mean, he did. They all acted the part great, but it's one of those indie films where you're just like, ugh, these people are just assholes. I would not want to spend time with any of them in real life. Then moved on to watching Breitheart. This is the 2025 comedy action with Rebel Wilson and Justin Hartley. Justin Hartley, yum yum. And basically, this is the world. She's a secret agent who is a terrible maid of honor. She's demoted to bridesmaid. She goes to a friend's wedding. She basically says to her friend, "Look, you seem miserable." And her friend's like, "No, I don't. How could you say that? Just leave. Oh, you're never there for me." And then the whole place is invaded by armed mercenaries. And basically, Sam has to take down all the bad guys in a giant blaze of glory. So it is fun. It is a fun movie. Turn off your brain, enjoy the movie. Rebel Wilson is great in it. Justin Hartley is, well, just pretty male eye candy. And yeah, the rest of the cast is just a fun movie. Moving on to The Net. So Matinee Minutia season 8 has started. We recorded our first show just 2 days ago on this Saturday. And we have all sorts of fun new bells and whistles, and we're basically trapped in the last video store, which is travels through time thanks to a time traveling VCR. And yeah, it's just fun. So we ended up watching 1995's The Net this time with Sandra Bullock. I did not like it. I have avoided this movie since 1995, and I did the right thing. Although it is kind of funny to look at the go back and look at the computers and the lack of anything and the dial-up and the things that they were trying to say happened, and they just didn't, they wouldn't have happened, and it was just crazy. Sandra Bullock was great in it. Everybody else was a little ham-handed, but oh, and Dennis Miller was in it, shirtless. He was hot back then. I did not realize it. Yeah. Anyway, also, I watched Triple Frontier. I watched a slew of Netflix movies. Triple Frontier, it is the one from 2019 with Oscar Isaac, Ben Affleck, Pedro Pascal, and several other bigger names, but I didn't really recognize them. They're basically former special forces operatives who reunite to plan a heist in a sparsely populated multi-border zone in South America. South America comes up a lot in the movies that I watched recently. And let me just say, this is another movie where everybody is unlikable. They're all assholes. And I was good with what happened and who made it and who didn't make it. But yeah, a bunch of dicks. What a, again, a movie where you don't like anybody. The plot is crap. Why did you make it? I don't get it. Anyway, moving on. I watched a movie on Netflix from 2016 called Spectral. It's basically where quote unquote other world force forces wreak havoc on war-torn European city, and an engineer teams up with a late special ops unit to stop it. And it's basically an army flick where they don't understand the enemy. They think it may be alien, and well, it's not, but it's not a bad action movie if you just want a brainless action movie, but if you want something deeper, don't. So then I tried to watch a movie called The Internaut, which is a 2025 Argentine movie, which turned out not to be a movie. It turned out to be a series. So it is on Netflix. It's basically about survivors in Buenos Aires who struggle through to survive a deadly alien-induced toxic snowfall, fighting against an invading force and a breakdown of society. And yeah, basically everybody's just doing their thing for like one or one and a half episodes. This was the longest thing. Thank God I could watch it on a higher speed, because it was just, nothing was fucking happening. And even when something happened, it was taking too long. But snow just starts falling, and everybody, within seconds of the snow falling, everybody that's outside that touches the snow just dies. And then there's some big bugs that come along later, and no spoilers if anybody wants to watch it. It wouldn't be a bad series, but man, it needs to pick up the pace. Thankfully, it was only six episodes. And yes, there is a season two that will be out and wrap everything up. Thank goodness, because by the end of this season, you still don't know what the fuck is going on. But this will come out in 2026, I believe, season two. I don't know if I'll watch it. Hey, question for you, Mr. Tom. Have you watched The Murder Club? I think you're muted.
I don't think so.
Okay, so our friend Lurie Dean has been pushing me to watch this on Netflix, so I'm going to give it a try. It's got Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan.
Oh yeah, I watched it.
Okay, what'd you think?
I watched it and it left me flat.
Okay, well, I'm going to see if it leaves me flat as well.
I
Looks
mean,
pretty
it should be
nice.
good. I should have been all over it, but you know, I mean, it's a whodunit with a bunch of old people, you know, try to solve murder. I mean, it sounds perfect for me, but it just, I don't know. It just, I didn't connect.
Wasn't that Murder, She Wrote? Yeah. Okay. So I yeah, I'm gonna give it a try, and then I'm also gonna. I've been thinking about watching Peacemaker. I haven't, but I'm gonna give that a try. And of course, the English teacher. I'm glad it's back, and I'll give that a try.
And this is
Hey,
season two, not season eight.
yeah, that was something different. Have you watched The Teachers?
No.
Okay, so it's on Paramount Plus. If you like English teacher, I think you would like The Teachers. And I keep telling people this, and they're like, oh, okay, I'll try to get it. And I'm like, if you're really missing a good show. So The Teachers. Well, actually, it's just Teachers, but Paramount Plus, give it a try.
Is it a series?
Yeah, it's a series. I think there's three seasons of it, and it is just as irreverent and nutball as the English teacher, except that the lead isn't queer, but they've got lots of good content. All right. What would you do? Well, you overhear a coworker spreading a rumor about another colleague. It's not true, but no one else is willing to speak up. Do you intervene? Confront the gossiper privately, or just keep your head down and avoid the drama? Well, I know if it were Nephi, he'd be right in that drama. He'd be like, really? I'm getting my popcorn. I'm gonna watch. How about you?
It depends on what's being said,
Okay.
and about who. I'm not going to go to battle for just anybody. Yeah, it would have to be who it's about and what it's about. If it's something that's like disgusting, then I might go in there and say something. Or if it's a good friend of mine and I know that's a lie, I would call them on it. But if it was like something about you, I'd get my popcorn and sit with Nephi.
I'm sure you would. Yet, if it were about any of my close circle of friends, some of my other friends know quite well that I can be a bit of a pit bull when it comes to that.
I'm certain, yeah, but it's also certain people.
But yeah, it would depend. If it's an innocuous rumor or just something stupid, maybe I'll just keep my nose out of it, and because I don't like drama. Yeah, if it's something where somebody's really being misaligned or spoken to, I just end up stepping my big nose in it. All right, love it or hate it. Holiday music starting right after Halloween.
I hate it. It should start right after June 30th.
Okay. That's it. That's an acceptable answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I usually need a couple days to transition before that. I mean, holiday music, maybe a week after for me is when I like it, but I don't need to control everybody else's listening pleasure.
Well, it's just like you have a tendency of going, oh,
Do?
I can't believe it. I went to the store and they've already got Christmas shit up. And it's like,
Yeah.
and it'll be like, I mean, most of the time, like grocery stores, it's going to be right after Halloween. The day after Halloween, there's immediate change. But yet, if, QVC is doing a Halloween thing in May, you'll be, oh, this is so cute. I got to get this. You're okay with Halloween, but not okay with Christmas, which is weird.
You know, I can handle Halloween and Christmas intermixing more than I can Valentine's Day. When it's like New Year's Eve or what do they call it? Christmas Eve. When it's Christmas Eve and they're setting out the big hearts full of candy, that they've now reduced the amount of candy in it, yet still up the price for. I'm sorry, it makes me physically sick.
Physically, you vomit.
Yes.
Oh,
Well, I
wow.
don't actually vomit, but I do get kind of nauseous
You
at it.
you're
I think it's the pink
grasping
and
the
the red. I'm just
pearls.
not ready for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Hey, Chubbs, since you guys Timothy wants to know, since you guys are food lovers, do you think people in maximum security prison deserve delicious food, or what about minimum security?
Well, I'm a liberal, so I believe that everybody should have the opportunity to have delicious food.
Everybody should have food that is palatable, not just a bunch of slop. So, all right. We answered that question. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy
I mean,
wants.
that let me say, that doesn't mean they're getting lobster and steak either. So,
Well, no,
but
but.
delicious, food that you're right. That's just not, open a can of beans. Okay, there's your food. That's
Yeah.
no. That's a no.
I mean, people think that just because you've done something bad, and trust me, I don't like that they did something bad, but that they should just suffer completely for, I don't know. Ugh.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, crock pot meals, gourmet or no way? I like that. That's very cute.
It depends, there's some good ones. There's some good crock pot meals, and there's some dogs, it's just like
What? That's horrible. But
Oh,
yeah.
were you making a joke?
Oh no, you said dogs. I don't
Yeah.
like that. But oh yeah, I guess that was a bit of a joke.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Thank
I didn't mean real
you.
dogs. Okay. Ugh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Exhausting.
No, I
Exhausting.
totally agree with you. I think it's the effort that you put into it and the know-how that you put into it. You could totally make it gourmet, but
Yeah. I mean, I was never a casserole kid.
mm-mm.
And I know a lot of, that's much more a Midwest thing, I guess. They're called one dish. And then crockpot. So I'm thinking casserole. My mom would make some good casserole-y things, but we didn't have a lot of them. But there's some good ones, there's some bad ones.
Yeah, we weren't a cat. We weren't. I didn't grow up with a casserole type family either. No.
I mean, tuna casserole was like we would get that every once in a while and go, why is this popular?
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
it was not our thing. But yeah, I have learned how to do kind of gourmet-ish, or I mean gourmet-ish, crock pot meals. And just realized that, it's just not really my thing. But
Well,
all
it's funny. I have a friend. She said that you can always, this is always good. You get the seven bone roast, but it's called something else now.
right.
It's a oh, okay, it's a piece of beef, a cheap piece of beef. You take one onion, cut it up, and you cut up, I think it was two cloves of garlic, and you put those on the bottom, and then you put your beef on top of that. And turn it to, I think it was low, and go to work. And when you come home, you're going to have basically pulled beef, and you can
Yeah.
put it on sandwiches and stuff like that. And that's a crock pot meal that was actually very delicious. And it always turned out. It made its own juice. You didn't even have to pour juice in there.
Yeah, I have done some of that, and I think that's a great way to do stuff, but I at this point we're just like, oh look, a
Well,
Marie Callender's TV dinner. That works just well enough. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, have you ever experienced imposter syndrome? If so, how did you get over it? I think I experience that most every day in some regard.
how so?
Sometimes when we're podcasting, definitely on my other podcast, the whole, oh, we're daddies and we're, and I'm just like, really? I don't feel that all the time. And then Oh, directing, when I first started directing, huge imposter syndrome. Thankfully, I found out I actually could do it, and that was great. But every time I went into a new show, I was just like, why the hell are people going to listen to me tell them what to do on stage? I don't know. Why would anybody listen to me? So, anyway.
Yeah, it's something we always question. Yeah.
And that's why I have imposter syndrome.
There you go.
That's why I went to therapy. Anyway, how about you?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
that's an acceptable answer. Yeah. But okay. I remember. Oh, by the way, thank you, Timothy. Again, those are great questions.
Well, you know, when they come in, I'm always like, he's looking for an argument. I can just feel it.
Sometimes I kind of question, but hey, you know what? They are thought-provoking.
Well, yeah, we that's what we that's what we want.
Yep. All right. I remember favorite grammar school teacher.
I remember.
Me too.
Okay. What's
Yeah.
next? Oh,
Okay.
now
No, I think, oh gosh, I think my favorite grammar school teacher was probably Mrs. Jan, and she was an Asian teacher who taught second grade, and I loved her because my grandmother taught third grade at the same school, and so I would have to stay late after, my classes, and I would always just want to be in her room and be around her, and she was so cool. I just loved her so much. And then I got to actually be assigned to her for second grade, and I loved being in her class. She was like the coolest person. And honestly, I think it's just, I don't know. There was just something about her that was great. And I had some good teachers, but she was awesome. How about you?
Mr. Dallum, sixth grade. He was, I don't know, he's just, I don't know why, but you know, I mean, he's a good teacher, but he's the one that kind of stuck with me, you know. I thought he well, actually, he wasn't even my first male teacher, so it's not, yeah, I was trying to think. But he was just a really good example of that. That's if I was going to be a teacher, I'd want to be a teacher like he was.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, let's figure out what's in our lunchbox. Oh, it's Mr. Moose. And he kicks things off with Philippine noodles with shrimp, pork, and beef, which he says were very good. Certainly looks like it. And then hubby got Asian fish that he liked. Said it was spicy, but not too spicy. I had some spicy. Oh my God. So Heather and I, she wanted to try this soup that was like this potato and sausage soup. And it just tasted like a big mouthful of pepper. It was awful. Anyway, so red velvet chocolate chip cookies, not as sweet as regular chocolate chip, a little cake-like. I need to be the judge of that.
I've never seen this before. They look,
I
yeah, I mean, I like the idea of them being red because then, you know, you could, I don't know, maybe Halloween you could make them,
Oh
and
yeah.
Valentine's Day if you made them in
Oh
heart shape, or
yeah.
yeah.
Baked a pan brownies, chewy. I like chewy brownies.
Yeah.
Okay, more Asian food, chicken and mixed vegetables with a chicken stock sauce. Trying to eat my veggies. That is a lot of veggies, actually.
It's veggies that I don't like. I
Oh.
just I, for some reason I, well I you know this I, I'm weird. Well, you knew that, but I go these I maybe everyone does this, but I go through phases like where I liked I didn't like bell peppers, but I could eat the other peppers, the reds, the yellows, the
Okay,
oranges.
yeah.
Now they just I hate them all. I hate all those kind of peppers. I mean, I like chilies and jalapeno peppers and shit like that. But these kind of peppers I don't like anymore. And I had a whole time where I didn't want to eat broccoli. And then all of a sudden I love broccoli. And I can eat broccoli all the time. And I did have a time where I couldn't eat tomato sauce. So like 7 years where it gave me heartburn. And then it stopped and I don't get heartburn anymore. I know it's weird. I'm weird. Okay. Chinese food. Yeah.
Got Szechuan green beans and chicken. Hubby has been fussing at me, so I don't eat enough vegetables. Or that he, I don't eat enough vegetables. Hope this counts. I don't really like vegetables. Yeah, I know. I've still got bags of frozen vegetables in my freezer from like 2 months ago because I just don't think about cooking vegetables to eat vegetables.
Yeah, Sean will just cook up a steamer of broccoli.
Yeah.
I mean, I and like I said, I love broccoli, but I mean, it's gotta do something else. You know, there's something with it. And
Right,
but
exactly.
this green beans, oh, I loved Asian green beans are so good. They know how to cook them just right, and then the sauce is perfect. Oh, yum. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, well, that plate looks really good. I mean, not the plate, but the food
Oh
looks
no, I
really
love the
good.
plate too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that the chicken and it looks like it's got a little spice to it as well. I see some of the pepper flakes. Oh, okay. And I ate before this just so I would, you know, be better and it's not helping.
Didn't you have a food pick?
I thought I did, but I don't remember. Did I not send it to you?
You probably did, and it's on my phone. Sometimes it doesn't get uploaded right.
Let me double check real quick. Oh, was it the steak?
Oh yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I guess she's my great niece. But remember, my niece is 4 years younger than me, so you know, there's that age group. My niece, my great niece, she lives on a, she's got a large property, a few acres, and they've got some animals. And so, I know this is going to be tough for you, but she had, she, you know, pieced out one of her, cows.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And so when we saw them last, she said, "Oh, here we got this for you." And she gave us two ribeyes, and then I think it's like 4 pounds of ground beef and a pound of stew meat. And first of all, I've never seen beef that color. It was like almost purple, you know, like blood purple is, you know, when you see it was that color. I mean, and it was. And it was, oh my God, it tasted so good. And that's the ribeye, the picture that I sent you. But yeah, right after that, we were looking online for you know, getting a side of beef or something. Just because it's like, oh, that's the way meat's supposed to taste. You know, beef's supposed to taste. You know, ground beef nowadays, you cook it up, and if you don't season it right, it tastes like nothing.
Yes, which is why I stopped buying, well, that, and it's so damn expensive now. But yeah, I stopped. I used to have it twice a week at least, and now I have no interest. And not only that, but it's too, the what I can afford is usually too fatty, and then you cook it and you drain it and it's dry and it has no taste and it doesn't even brown well.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, most foods nowadays. I mean, we always make the joke, you can't get a good watermelon anymore. That tastes like a watermelon, and a lot of the fruits are that way. A lot of vegetables have gotten that way, where it's like,
Strawberries are just blah.
yeah, they just, you know, where is, yeah, it makes me want to break out the MSG. You know, hopefully that brings out some taste, because they're overprocessing the taste right out of food. So, but yeah, should I send the picture to you again?
No, I'm pretty sure I have it on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it. So,
Okay.
and then I have a couple from Mr. Michael Sage, but he didn't tell me what they were. There was I think there's an avocado soup and a tater tot, seasoned tater tots with a veggie sandwich because he is a vegetarian. So I will include those in our mix and maybe he'll let me know what they are. Sometimes I get the submissions, but no explanation of what it is. So, but we appreciate the submissions and we would ask you to join us and send us what is in your lunchbox so it can be on our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And you can email anything to the show, any questions, any answers, any pictures, anything to chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And don't forget Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com, my other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. And of course, you can find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild.
And
And
if you're the other person that watches us on YouTube, like and su subscribe.
yes, and thank you to those of you who do watch us over there and support us, including Mr. Sean. We truly appreciate it. All right. Well, October is just around the corner, and we've got some fun stuff planned. So we look forward to talking to you then. We love you, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.